I'm David Benedetto, and today I'll be speaking with Dr. Dennis McSeveny, who is Professor Emeritus of Sociology at UNO and a founding board member of Learning Before Lunch, a local community-focused nonprofit that sponsors informed talks that offer fresh perspectives and insights about issues and institutions affecting our daily lives. Dr. McSeveny, thank you for being on here.
Thank you, David. It's a pleasure to be here.
To kind of get us started, how did this organization start and how did you get involved with it?
It had a strange beginning. A man moved to town, Ian Saunders, who is on our board. He came here because his grandkids were here. He moved here from Charlotte. And they had a program like this in Charlotte that's been going on for 30 years or so that draws 200 people a week to interesting lectures and talks. And he approached various universities, and UNO was very interested in seeing if we could work with this group to start such a program in New Orleans.
Who are these talks directly aimed for?
They're open to the public, but they're really, because of the timing on them, aimed toward senior citizens, people that want to keep learning, keep their minds active, and be engaged in different ways with their community.
No, I get that. And reading from your website, there's a really big emphasis on the social dynamic. Could you talk a little bit about that?
Yes, it's an opportunity, the learning before lunch part. We begin with coffee around 9:30 with the speaker. The program begins at 10. The speaker runs for 40 to 50 minutes, and then we have some time for questions. We try to end by 11 so that people can visit with each other and go to lunch or whatever else they feel like together as a group dynamic kind of phenomena. So we try to end by 11.
Well, tell me a little bit about some of the past speakers that you've had in the past few months.
We've had a variety of speakers. We wanted to talk about, and we began thinking, what do people in New Orleans really care about the most? So we began talking about food. We kicked off with Liz Williams, who's the president of the National Food and Beverage Museum, and she talked about Creole food, America's only cuisine. Our second speaker was Gwen Tompkins, who has a show on WWNO, and she talked about the rhythms of New Orleans music and talked about everything from the human heartbeat that Frank Sinatra sang to the rhythm of, all the way up to Big Frida. So it was a good kickoff, and that's the kind of thing, a lot of variety, a lot of different stuff.
Tell me, do you have like a dream person or a dream guest, like your white whale per se, that you'd love to get here, either a local person or someone national?
I don't have anybody in particular in mind, and we really spin off all kinds of ideas. I'd like us to get a scientist of some sort. I mean, I'd love to get somebody from LIGO or a place like that that are doing cutting-edge science, but who can talk about it to a bunch of people from across the community and bring it down to that level, which is a real challenge for anybody. There are all kinds of things. I mean, we really want to just have this broad variety of the kinds of topics that are of interest to people.
Where are these talks held and how often are they held?
We meet on the second Thursday of each month. We're meeting on the UNO campus. UNO's president, John Nicklow, thought that this was a terrific idea and for a public research university to connect and provide space for public events like this, he thought was in the mission of the university. So we're now meeting in Library Room 407. It's on the fourth floor of the library. It's got a wall of windows overlooking Lake Pontchartrain. And it's become a good partnership with the library. Libraries are becoming increasingly in universities, learning spaces of all kinds, not just repositories for books. We're always looking for help. We need volunteers, whether they want to serve on the board or help out for an event. But more importantly, we want ideas and people to join us and celebrate learning before lunch with us.
That was Dr. Dennis McSeveny, professor and board member for the local nonprofit Learning Before Lunch. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you, David. It has been a real pleasure, and I wish NOLA V keeps going on and Learning Before Lunch as well.
In New Orleans, I'm David Benedetto.